One John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Baddeck, Pigeon, and Sebring. Member FDIC. A disturbing animal cruelty case out of Flint Township has taken another turn as authorities confirm both suspects are now in custody, one after being tracked down across state lines. Prosecutors say Kim Shires was arrested in Kokomo following a search that led investigators out of Michigan. His arrest comes days after his wife, Brenda Shires, was taken into custody in Grand Rapids. Both now face serious charges tied to what officials described as one of the most severe animal neglect cases they've encountered. The charges stem from conditions discovered at a residence in mid-February, though formal charges were delayed while experts assessed the situation. According to David Layton, veterinarians were brought in to determine the animal's health, causes of death, and whether they had been properly cared for. What they found was staggering. Dozens of animals living in poor conditions, along with many that did not survive. Authorities report that more than 60 dogs and several cats were found alive inside the home, while over two dozen additional animals were discovered dead on the property. Because the case involves more than 25 animals, prosecutors were able to pursue enhanced felony charges, including animal cruelty and torture. The couple is also accused of failing to properly handle the remains of deceased animals, a charge that, while a misdemeanor, carries mandatory jail time under Michigan law. Brenda Shires has already appeared in court and is expected back before a judge soon. Meanwhile, Kim Shires remains in Indiana awaiting extradition back to Michigan to face the charges. Prosecutors say the case is still evolving and additional charges could be considered. However, they caution that progress may be slow due to the heavy caseload in Genesee County's court system, where thousands of cases are already in the pipeline. Officials involved in the investigation have not held back in describing the scene, calling it among the worst animal living conditions they have ever encountered. When we come back after this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community. Our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at more local news in Saginaw County, authorities in Saginaw County are investigating two separate deaths connected to the property of a Meijer store in Cookeville Township, with both cases believed to involve no foul play. The more unusual discovery unfolded the afternoon of March 11th when a man walking his dog outside of Meijer's on Tittabawassee Road stumbled upon what appeared to be a human skull near a fence line at the edge of the property. Deputies responding to the scene confirmed the remains and quickly expanded their search. Investigators soon uncovered a body hidden beneath the crude shelter formed by a fallen tree and dense brush, suggesting the individual may have been living in the wooded area before their death. While the identity of the person has not been officially confirmed, detectives say they are actively pursuing a lead. Just days earlier, deputies were called to the same location for a separate incident involving an elderly man. On the evening of March 8th, an 81-year-old Saginaw resident was found unresponsive inside a vehicle in the store's parking lot. Surveillance footage later revealed he had arrived at the store on March 6th and returned to his car shortly afterwards, where he remained until he was discovered. In both cases, investigators report no signs of foul play. Authorities are continuing efforts to identify the individuals and notify their families.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Bad Axe, Pigeon, and Sebring. Member FDIC.